That makes a beautiful one. The center of it is screen quilt. I always save my little pieces when I'm cutting patterns. If I have something, you know, I save all my material. I put them back in a box, and then I use them for something else. See, this the center part, you just go back and forth across it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it pretty to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's spider web. I like it. It's an old pattern. In fact, Ben's how the very first quilt I ever quilted. That reminded me of it. And the second one I ever quilted was spider web. And the first one quilted was a stamp quilt. The pieces, I even counted, there's thousands of pieces in it at the time. And I even wrote a poem about it. But I don't know. I misplaced it. I have it somewhere, but I don't have it right close. Even wrote a poem about the that'd be in the first one that I made. Fact of the business, I didn't have one quilt when I was married. Now I have many. This one's a wagon wheel. That's a good one. Everybody likes the one called the wagon wheel. It's a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I do like the wagon wheel. That's a good one, but I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember this one. Or this one. That's another type of the windmill. Chinese windmill, I believe that one is. Mm. I like it. You can use nearly all your material. And some of them, you don't waste as much material. And the way material is priced today, you have to be very careful. Or I do. I have to watch real close. I wish I could remember the name of all these, but I just don't. That's the rail fence. That came out in a magazine, and I just worked the pattern out myself, and I made different sizes of it, and I do like it. Some of them I like better than others. I'm almost by my quilt patterns like I am flares. I don't see an ugly flare. They're all pretty to me because I love them so much and think, well, that's an easy one to piece. I don't right off remember the name of it. I know you was going to want to know about these quilts. I'd have fixed them before I could have had the names. That's Jacob's Ladder. And his, I like it. This one is Grandmother's Fan. I have different sizes of it. In fact, Ben's made a very small one, and it was beautiful. Somebody taught me out of it. Some of them I've let go that I try not to. I don't begrudge them letting them go because I can make more anytime, by any pattern that I want to, but still some of them I think so much of and have a lot of work in it. Kind of like to keep them. That's a good one, but I don't remember right off the name of it. Bride's Bouquet is that one. See here, this is the vase, and that represents the flowers. I don't remember that one. This one's a diamond-shaped flower garden. I have enough made to make about four of those whenever I take those and put them together. When I get time to put them together, because I've laid them back. If I lay one back, well, somehow or another I get started on something else. I'm a little while getting back to it. That one's a basket of tulips. Don't look too much like a tulip, but that was the name of it. And you tell the basket and the stem of the tulips and so on. Speaking of tulips, I do have one real pretty tulip. Well, I would like for you to see it if we don't get in too big a hurry. I'm fond of my quills because that's my hobby. Mm-hmm. The children, very first time one, the little granddaughter that spent the week with me this time, little Tina, when she was first come home when I first began putting up my quilt frames, she looked up and says, Mama says, what are those sticks up there? I says, honey, that's not sticks. That's Mama's quilting frames. So that's the way I made quilts. And she